If you have a side hustle, it means your main hustle isn't working.
Ultimately, you would like your side hustle to become your main hustle. That's the point, and that will help you get out of the 9-to-5 matrix.
This is super illegal, and I would never do this, but this is probably the fastest way to make $3,000 in a single day.
Oh, tell us.
All I would do is I would go to gym.
I am terrified. TikTok blew up one of our videos, and in just 1 month, people and companies everywhere began directly copying my ideas and selling them as their own.
This is a problem when you don't have a business that has a moat around it. What do I mean by a moat? For example, I'm Matthew Fraser, and this is Amazon Ecom Secrets. I'll be sharing with you the secrets that helped me go from millions in debt to an eight-figure entrepreneur. If you're ready to escape the 9-to-5 and live life on your terms, let me show you the way. Today's episode, we're going to do some reactions, which is one of my favorites. Let's do it.
Making money online really doesn't have to be that complicated. You can take...
Well, you know from the outset, when someone says they're making money online and they're just throwing cash on the table, it's probably not online. Because everything is digital now. But anyway, let's see where he thinks he's making his money from.
It's your time. Check all the serial numbers. Or even better. Let's go through the machine and see like, if it detects any fakes. Hold up. There you go. I guess you got jammed.
I do like the idea, though, of counting a lot of cash. It seems like a lot of fun.
All right, well, enough with the shenanigans. Let me show you how you can...
Yeah, show us, buddy. Come on.
You know how people say e-com is dead? It's not dead.
Who's saying e-com's dead anyway?
They don't know how to advertise and sell stuff. I sell, you know, envelopes to grandmas on Facebook. Very boring model, and it works because...
I love boring models.
They have schmickles under their mattresses. Here's my daily payouts to my bank account. Some days are better than others. Here are the daily individual orders for the envelopes. So if you want to learn from somebody legit, just message me on Instagram right here and we can talk.
Oh, this is such a problem because he's sucking me in now. I want to know how he's making that much money from selling stuff to grandmas. I must admit though, sometimes I do get that shiny new object syndrome, but I would love to know actually what he's doing. I might actually just contact him just to find out. All right, let's check out this next video.
I am terrified. 2 months ago, I made a huge investment and had over 2,000 of our best-selling hoodies printed. But I'm scared this might cost me my business. TikTok blew up one of our videos, and in just 1 month, there was over 100,000 people on our website. The small amount of inventory we had left sold out within just a few days. Due to the amount of people on our website, I decided to place a bulk order. I figured once I restocked the hoodies, I would have no problem selling them. Unfortunately, I was wrong, and now I have no idea what to do. People and companies everywhere began directly copying my ideas and selling them as their own. A lot of sites were even using my logo and photos.
Look, let me just stop it right there. This is a problem when you don't have a business that has a moat around it. Now, what do I mean by a moat? Like, there's nothing protecting this business at all. Like, if she had, for example, trademarked a logo and she was able to sell that logo on those jumpers, then that's some level of protection. It certainly wouldn't have stopped people perhaps copying it, because even people now copy Louis Vuitton, Gucci, and Fendi and all those brands anyway. They're copying them, and you can imagine how much money those brands have behind them in order to enforce some level of protection. So it's really, really difficult. But I can tell you, if you're selling on Amazon and you've got someone there who's counterfeiting your product, Amazon will step in and help you if you have your brand trademarked with them.
Not only were these hoodies everywhere, but they were being sold at prices my small business can't compete with. I was super discouraged. To be honest, I don't really care that my ideas were stolen. I'll take that as a compliment. It's more so about the intentions of the hoodies and why I created them. I'm a small business owner just doing the best I can. But unfortunately, this has really affected my sales and growth. I know these hoodies aren't for everyone. I just need a little bit of help finding the right audience. Please like and share.
Look, I've got to give a prop though for trying, because what's happened in this situation, hopefully she doesn't completely bury herself, but she'll learn from this mistake and hopefully move now to a product that she can have some level of protection and create that moat around. Hey guys, I just want to break away from the episode for just one moment and let you know that I've just launched the Amazon Launchpad mini course. Now, this is designed for people who want to get started on Amazon really, really fast. But guess what? I can get you launched your first product on Amazon with just 5 hours. You just have to click on the link below, join my community, and the course is absolutely free. All right, thanks guys, and back to the episode. All right, let's check out the next video.
What business could you start with $2,000? Huh, it's a good question. I recommend
tell us
staying away from drop shipping in this day and age because of advertising costs.
Yes.
The rising advertising costs really fuck with drop shipping right now. But to be honest, $2,000, you could start an Amazon brand. You could even start your own private labeled brand. It really depends on the minimum order quantity of the product that you're trying to start. Obviously, if you're trying to sell some sort of electrical equipment, it's not going to be cheap. You're looking at maybe 200 to 300 units at $20 to $30 per unit. And so that's already blown your budget. But if you're looking at a smaller product, maybe some sort of accessory, some sort of gimmick, you're able to start a business like that. But don't forget, you also have the different types of branding costs. If you don't know how to do logos yourself, you have to pay for it.
I wonder if this guy is going to come up with my idea. Yeah, where you could actually start with $2,000 and start on Amazon. Let's see. Let's keep going and see if he comes up with it. Stay to the end because I will tell you if he doesn't come up with it.
And that's a very, very clear thing when it comes to bootstrapped business is if you don't have the skill set, you're paying money for it, which digs into your budget. So it does pay to learn.
And that said, he mentioned about doing a brand. You can get AI now, can do your own logo for you. So all those companies that were previously doing logos and like company font designs, they're gone now because AI, you can just type into AI, make me a logo for XYZ brand, and it makes it for you. It gives you like five different options or whatever you want. And some of my clients are using those AI tools right now, even with like ChatGPT. It's insane. So this guy is already behind the times.
And I say this all the time is if you can't afford to spend money to save time, you spend the time to learn so you can save money. And so with $2,000, most importantly, make sure you can find a product with a low minimum order quantity for you to test the market. And that way, even if it does fail, even if it does fuck up, you don't have boxes and boxes and boxes in your garage. You have a couple of hundred products which you can just take to the market or flog it off on Facebook Marketplace.
Easy as that.
Number one, get your Shopify set up. It'll probably cost you $50 to $100. Get your domains, another $50 to $100. If you need to register your business in Australia, it's about $800 to register your business. So you're already down $1,000 there. You have $1,000 left for marketing and product. There really isn't much to do. I genuinely recommend if you can push it up to $5,000.
So his advice so far is if you can start with $2,000 by pushing it up to $5,000. Look, I've got to say, I like Alan Fu. He's a good guy. And his advice for the most part is correct. It's going to be very difficult if you can't get the right MOQ. But all the other things that he's mentioned about, you know, for example, starting up a business, you know, registering it with the Australian authorities, well, that's going to probably be required anyway. So you could always have that in place and start new brands after this if the first one doesn't work out. So it's kind of, yes, it's an upfront cost, but it's not a cost that you've got to come up with every single time you do a new product and a new brand.
If you desperately only have two, we need to find a business that allows you to enter at a much lower price point. And there really isn't too much available in this day and age besides service-based businesses because all you need is a website, a social media, and you're able to then sell a
Hard to scale though.
And not so much a product. Product for $2,000, very, very rare unless you find that hidden gem. So this is just being realistic with you guys. If you have $2,000, the best investment, honestly, it's not related to business, but it's yourself.
Oh, he's a good, look, okay, Alan Fu, he's won me over. Because he is right. Investing in yourself is the key. But there's only a few more seconds left. I'm going to give him a little bit more time to see if he comes up with my unique idea. Let's see.
Invest into yourself. Go buy some books. Go do some courses. Go to some seminars. You know, even pay for a mentoring session, to be honest. Get 2 to 4 hours of mentoring from your favorite mentor. That's worth way more than the business itself actually is. Because if you can't afford to do the marketing, you're going to be fucked regardless. And your business is going to go to shit. Your confidence gets shot.
I like how he's up front. Like,
oh man, maybe I'm not designed for business. The truth is, you didn't actually even give it a proper shot.
Alan Fu, I like what he said for the most part, but he didn't come up with the idea that I have, which is if you can find an existing product that's already in the marketplace, you could take that to Amazon or Shopify. And potentially, you could do it for easily under $2,000. It really depends on the deal you strike with the owner of that brand. Next one.
If you have a side hustle, it means your main hustle isn't working. The way I would describe London, and one of my observations being here 2 years, is that it's a butler economy. The majority of the people I know who've made money here made it serving wealth created elsewhere. I'm in money management. I opened a hot restaurant. I opened a private training. I'm a private trainer to rich people. But the rich people made their money somewhere else. For every one business in the U.S., there's 5 million in venture capital. For every business that starts in Europe, there's 1 million in venture capital. I still think you can be successful in the U.K. I just think it's going to take you 50% longer. You can be a good entrepreneur.
I'm just going to stop it right there because from the outset, he says the money expert believes side hustles don't work. But that's generally how you're going to start your business as a side hustle. For example, if you're trying to escape the 9-to-5 matrix, I would not suggest that you simply quit that and start your side hustle business. I would be trying to do your side hustle business on the side. It takes the pressure away from having to put food on the table while keeping the main income source, which is your 9-to-5 job, coming in. And if your side hustle doesn't work the first time, you've still got your main income still coming in every single week. And that is going to allow you to then start the second side hustle, the attempt of the second side hustle. Because just like me, my very first product on Amazon didn't work, but I was able to move to the second one and the third one. And it was the third product that ultimately did over $50 million in sales.
In Dubai or Riyadh, and you're going to get to letter D or E twice as fast. Go all in on something. Once you find, you workshop in your 20s, once you find something you're really good at, that you could be in the top 1% at. And here's the key part, as we referenced before, that has a 90%+ employment rate. And 90% of industries have that. But if you can be in the top 10% of an industry that has a 90%+ employment rate, you're going to make really good money. Try not to have side hustles. If you have a side hustle, it means your main hustle isn't working. You side hustle to workshop new main hustles. But once you find something you're really good at, go all in on it.
Well, maybe that was his spin right there, right? Use your existing job to find a main hustle. Now, we call it a side hustle, but yeah, ultimately, you would like your side hustle to become your main hustle. That's the point, and that will help you get out of the 9-to-5 matrix.
This is super illegal, and I would never do this, but this is probably the fastest way to make $3,000 in a single day.
Like I said,
don't do this. This is for educational purposes only, but if you're in a bind and you gotta make rent on Monday, you can do this right now. All I would do is I would go to ChatGPT and I would say, ChatGPT, what are 10 steps for a single mom to make 6 figures a year? It would give you a list of things that you can do. You basically take that stuff, expand on it in a Google Doc a little bit, and then make it a PDF, like make it look nice, like on Canva or something.
Oh, okay.
Once it's done, spin up a website called like MilfyMomSixFigures.com or something like that, or whatever. SixFigureMilfs.com. Then I would go to Facebook groups where all these moms are hanging out. A little hack, women between 35 and 50 will pretty much buy anything, literally anything ever. Then all you have to do is go into that Facebook group and just write a message that sounds like a human, doesn't sound like a bot, and be like, yo, ladies, like, I can't believe this, but I've somehow just made 6 figures using this PDF. Like, you have to try this. Like, it's literally insane. Like, don't make it sound like a bot. Make it sound like a person.
Now, I'm going to pause it there. I'm suspecting that what he's doing is trying to steal money from people by selling a PDF document of how someone made 6 figures. That's what I'm thinking he's going with this. Let's see.
And in these Facebook groups, make it sound like it's someone else's product. And then just drop the link. And the product is going to cost $29. That's where you're going to make it. Like I said, a $29 purchase is literally a fucking no-brainer. Anyone would buy that. And if you post in like 10 Facebook groups, all you need is technically 11 people in each Facebook group to make $3,000. 11 people in 10 Facebook groups need to buy this at $29. You may need to answer your Facebook Messenger DM.
Look, I wouldn't say it's unethical if the information that you're providing is legit. And I guess from the beginning he's saying, you know, that's why to have 10 different ways to make money for a single mum. Yeah, I don't know. I'm on the fence on this one. It is a good way, I guess, to make money. Can you please try it and let me know? All right, guys, that was some very good videos there and some very political ones, which I always love to comment on. So thank you very much. If you enjoyed this episode, please hit the like. Think about subscribing. We'd appreciate that. And I'll see you in the next video. Take care. Thanks for tuning into Amazon Ecom Secrets. If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to show your support is to give a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and make sure to subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss an episode. You can also find more at I'm Matthew Fraser on all social media platforms. Thanks so much. Take care.